All right, couldn't make it three in a row, but you did land a top five.
Yeah, the top five was needed. That's what we had to do. It was a wild out of control race. Honestly, there was a lot of stuff going on, especially in the heat races. But to get a top five, and you know, that's what we try to do every week. So,
towards the end of the race, there just a couple laps to go. Your first place is pretty far out of reach unless something happens. But then again, you got Mike Bond, who's likely going to be your points chase co-battling guy for the season, and you held him off.
Yeah, there was a lot of good racing between me and him. I think we talked about it afterwards, and that's the way we want to try to have it the whole year. I don't think we touched once, and we were together for probably like 9-10 laps. Just way too much wrecking out there with a lot of cars. I saw Guru get stuffed in the wall. I got moved up by the same guy at least six, seven, eight times, and he stops at the start-finish line. You got to carry your momentum into the corner, and some of these guys are out of control, and they got to pull it together pretty quick here. We're going to have a problem and get someone hurt.
Get two wins in a row. This seems like probably where you're going to be starting from the back, maybe 10th, 12th, 13th, if you get your handicap for the season. This kind of give you a good taste of what things are going to be like, because this time there wasn't a big pile up in the first lap.
Yeah, with the exception of one person, I think that really it was pretty good. I mean, he had a stuck throttle, a couple of bumps and bangs, but I think we did really well. You know, we held 14 laps together there. Everyone else was doing what they're supposed to do, and I don't have a problem. If the car's fast, we'll find a way to get there, and Mike will too, and anybody else that steps up. I know Jack's running well, but we just got to keep doing what we're doing. The car's fast, and we'll see what happens here. Just stay out of trouble and stay out of the way of some people.
And finally, who do you have to thank?
Everybody here today helped out. Terrence, Scott, my dad, Tom, Ukrainian National Club, Arnold's Family Restaurant, G&V Auto, all the guys help us out, and hopefully we can keep going the rest of the year here.